This is Capital Access. I'm Wallace Watkins.
I know you all are all as sick of this as I am. We've been here, seems like, forever.
After months of deadlock, lawmakers have finally agreed on a solution to the fiscal cliff, avoiding major cuts to state services and bringing an early end to the third special session. Senator Karen Carter-Peterson urged her colleagues to pass a tax bill that required sacrifice on both sides.
None of us ultimately, I believe, are completely happy with many of the instruments. I know that I'm not. But in furtherance of the people's interests, we all have had to compromise.
For 4 months, lawmakers have been debating exactly where between 4% and 5% the new tax rate would fall. The House and Senate agreed Sunday to set the state sales tax rate at 4.45% starting July 1st. While lawmakers were celebrating a moderate victory, it came after a long battle. Two earlier sessions ended in failure. This was the third special session of the year and the seventh since Governor John Bel Edwards took office.
No, it shouldn't have taken this long. It shouldn't have been this hard.
The legislature has known about the fiscal cliff for 2 years. Edwards took office in 2016, facing a $2 billion budget deficit. The legislature fixed it by temporarily raising the state sales tax by 1 cent. That 1 cent expires July 1st, causing the current budget shortfall.
The good news is that fiscal cliff is not gone, and we have predictability ahead of us.
But only until 2025, when this new tax expires. The new rate still won't fully fund the budget. $40 million in additional cuts will have to be made, but TOPS, Higher Education, and the Department of Children and Family Services will be fully funded. For Capital Access, I'm Wallace Watkins.
Support for Capital Access comes from Southern Strategy Group, providing access, advocacy, and advice in governmental relations, strategic planning, and public relations. Learn more at sostrategy.com.